saw old Santa through my window Christmas Eve. My eyes were really droopy, but I really do believe.
Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is December 19th, 2013, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's episode is Happy Ho 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 to You. This will not be a traditional episode of the SGEM. We usually present a case, ask a specific question, review background material on a topic, and then do a critical review of a recent publication. All of this to try and cut that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. We always hope to provide you with high quality, clinically relevant, evidence-based, and patient-centered information. The ultimate goal of the SGEM is to help you provide the best care based on the best evidence. But today we're going to be a little different. It's near the end of the year, and I wanted to take some time to reflect back on what we've done so far on the SGEM. Also, to talk about holiday time and its effect on emergency healthcare workers. And finally, I have a gift for everyone who listens to the podcast, provides feedback, and you know who you are, and just cares. To help me do this, I have invited a special guest skeptic, Miss Aaliyah De Ramsey. She is a fourth-year medical student from the University of British Columbia out there on the left coast. Now, you may recognize that she was a guest on episode number 35, We Are Young. She participated in a panel discussion on social media, medical education, and generational challenges. Aaliyah is very interested in emergency medicine, social inequity, and global health. She's the one who taught me how to use Twitter. And any program, hint, hint, would be lucky to get her in the residency match. Aaliyah, it's great to have you back on the SGEM.
Thanks, Ken. It's good to be back.
So, you've been keeping well?
Yeah, since we last talked back in Victoria, actually, way left coast, I've managed to make my way out east on electives and just rounding out the first half of fourth year.
So, you've been keeping well then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted you to come on and talk about some of our favorite podcasts from the year so far. And it's been hard for me to pick a few because there were so many awesome shows. Like having my EBM guru, Dr. Andrew Worster, talk about high-sensitivity troponin.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Or David Newman, and say it with me,
Newman!
Talking about presidential care. Or even the episode about cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome.
Pass the dutchie pan the left-hand side.
But we need to narrow it down. So what's your first highlight from season number two, Aaliyah?
It's definitely a hard pick. I think one of my very favorite ones was actually the SGEM 50 Under Pressure Journal Club.
Oh, I am so glad you picked this one. I mean, going to Montreal and recording the first SGEM Journal Club at McGill University, where Dr. William Osler started the concept, was amazing.
What's your problem, Marvel?
The residents were super, and they treated me like a rock star. So why did you pick this episode, Aaliyah?
Well, I think, you know, we're both interested in social media for the idea of knowledge translation. And having a podcasted journal club is something I had not heard of before. And I think what made it really interesting to me is it really addressed some of the esoteric questions that I've had as a new trainee in medicine and in emergency medicine. And that's for the number of cardiac arrest resuscitations we do, how many actually have return of spontaneous circulation, and then how many survive to discharge? This podcast really gave me some numbers and more importantly, I think demonstrated a format for how to critically look at what we do in the emergency department and also assess and evaluate papers in like a journal club format, which is something that I've only seen done a few times and have yet to attempt in front of a group. So it taught me a lot in only a few minutes.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, and I'm sure next year you will be attending a lot of journal clubs.
I'm sure that's true.
My first shout out is to the SGEM number 48, Thunderstruck, Subarachnoid Hemorrhage. This was done with Dr. Jeff Perry from Ottawa, and we were discussing whether or not a clinical decision rule, tool, could be used to rule out subarachnoid hemorrhage. I mean, how great is it to have the principal investigator of a study interviewed less than 1 month after its publication in JAMA? I mean, having Jeff explain why they use fancy statistics like multivariate recursive partitioning was great EBM content. And the bottom line from this podcast was that the Ottawa subarachnoid hemorrhage tool was not ready for prime time to rule out low-risk patients from investigations. Aaliyah, what was your second pick so far this year?
My second pick was definitely SGEM 52, Breakfast at Glenfield. This one talked about asthma, social media, and knowledge translation. And it's probably one of my absolute favorites because Tapas from the UK, with only a smartphone and a set of asthma guidelines, proved that with a little imagination and a good pulse on social media, medicine, and healthcare can be changed in less than 5 minutes. If you don't believe me, you have to watch this YouTube video, Breakfast at Glenfield. It was an absolute travesty that it wasn't featured at the MMVAs this year. It was absolutely phenomenal.
You say we've got nothing in common, but Aaliyah, I say, what about Breakfast at Glenfield's? Yes, what a great pick.
I would totally do Breakfast at Glenfield, definitely.
I mean, he was a superstar. I mean, I hope he's going to make more of these medical education videos for Medutainment. I mean, talk about doing social media to cut down the knowledge translation. He did it. Tapas, if you're listening, you did promise to come to Canada on your world tour. My next pick, it was not a rebel podcast. It was the SGEM number 53, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, Epistaxis and Transamic Acid. This introduced the SGEM listeners to the newest member of the Beam Dream team, Dr. Eric Hanel. What I really liked about this podcast is it covered a very common presentation in the ED. I mean, we all face this bread and butter situation of an older patient with a nosebleed. The background information Eric put together was golden, but then we got to discuss a very cool new treatment for epistaxis. And I know that this was only one small randomized control trial of 216 patients, but it did have some impressive results. They demonstrated that using transamic acid soaked packing, they could stop nosebleeds 71% of the time in less than 10 minutes. And I mean, for someone like me in emergency medicine with a short attention span that involves stopping bleeding in 10 minutes, I love it. And you know what was even more impressive? They had 95% of their patients were discharged in less than 2 hours with no bleeding, no packing, and very, very satisfied. This was practice changing for me and something that I will be trying out in 2014. Okay, so Aaliyah, for your next pick, you pick something with a Star Trek theme. And let me tell you, for a guy growing up in the 60s, this let me do an impression of my childhood hero, Captain James T. Kirk. Emerge, the final frontier. These are the episodes of The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. It's 5-year mission to cut the KT window down to 1 year, to seek out high-quality, clinically relevant EBM, and to boldly provide the best emergency care possible. So talk to me about this podcast.
So this podcast, my third pick, is SGEM number 56, Beam Me Up. And I would be totally remiss to miss this one, which featured one of my role models in social media, Brent Toma. So for anyone who hasn't seen his website, boringem.com, you should really check it out. It has some phenomenal resources on social media in medicine, navigating CARMS, thank you very much, Brent, for putting that out, and study tools like his boring cards and his chalk talks. This podcast provided me a ton of guidance about how to answer this age-old question that everyone seems to be asking me these days. What's the use of social media anyways? This podcast talked about impact factor in social media. And from what I've noticed, the more involved I get in social media and the more I talk about it, the more people want to know if it's actually useful and how are people measuring its use in medicine and in other fields as well. For me, it was important because I've been questioning this a lot. Is this the best use of my time? Is social media the best way for me to get messages out into a greater public as well as to learn? Since my interests fall into social media and innovation, impact factor was really interesting for me to learn about. And it really showed me a lot about how we can leverage social media to impact medicine. And so now whenever anyone asks me what I get out of social media and if it's worth my time, I just refer them to this podcast and then we have a pretty good discussion after. It was a really great tool to start that discussion.
And you know what? I've only known Brent for a very short time, but I can definitely say he is not a boring EM doc.
Not at all.
Now, my final pick for a shout out for the SGEM season number 2 so far was actually last week's podcast, the SGEM number 57.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine,
this was on biphasic anaphylactic response, and it was done with Swami from New York City. And listen, if the SGEM can make it there, it can make it anywhere. I mean, people love this core content stuff. And Swami did a great job of defining anaphylaxis and discussing the treatment options. We then went on to discuss this feared complication of the biphasic reaction. We reviewed a large retrospective chart review from Canada, and it was not even in print yet. It was only available as an early electronic release on Annals of Emergency Medicine website. Talk about cutting that KT window down. Now, the data suggested that these biphasic anaphylactic responses that we fear are really black swan events, and they happen rarely, or about 0.1% of the time, when there were 0.0, that's right, zero fatalities. So the bottom line from this podcast was that prolonged observation is likely unnecessary in patients whose symptoms have resolved within the emergency department. Well, Aaliyah, that's my roundup with you on the SGEM so far for 2013. Do you have anything else you want to talk about or say about the podcast themselves before we move on?
I think we've covered a lot of ground in just these top six. It's going to be great to see what happens next year.
I just hope nobody notices that that was actually 6 podcasts and not my favorite number, 5.
That magic number 5.
So we have some great shows lined up for 2014, though. We're going to do some more Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine Journal Club, another pubcast, not podcast, but pubcast with the Beam Dream team. We're currently working on the second Ranthony with Anthony Crocco. And we have some great articles to review for 2014. We're also going to get started on our amazing conference series, including Ski Beam, coming up in about a month. So sign up if you haven't already. Then going to The Hammer or Steel Beam. And of course, everybody must know by now, I like Sweet Beam. And we've added something else in the spring with Prairie Beam. So now, Aaliyah, we were talking earlier in the week about holiday times and how it can bring a lot of joy to people's lives, but it also can bring a lot of stress to healthcare workers and students. So let's talk about that for a bit.
Definitely. I mean, the holidays, I think, for most people are really busy. And whether you're working or you're in school, you're at home or you're away, it can mean a lot of extra fun and also a lot of extra stress. For me, this time is a really great time to start showing some gratitude and love and spending time with people that I really care about. And also, especially this year, looking back on how much my life has kind of evolved in the past 8 years. Now, as a fourth year medical student, looking back on this year, in January, I was a third year medical student, not really sure where I was going to go. And now at the end of this year, I know what I want to study and I know where I want to be in emergency medicine, which is in the emergency department. It's also been the first time that I've been away from not only my family home back in BC, but also the place that I called home in Kelowna. And that's provided some challenges too.
Well, people are celebrating a lot of different holidays this time of year. And it does mean time with family and friends. But if you're a healthcare worker, and especially in emergency medicine, it also means time for work. Because you know what? We don't close. We are the 24/7 department. But we do have the privilege of being involved with people, and to paraphrase Charles Dickens, at the best of times and at the worst of times. This increased stress can show up in the emergency department in various ways over the holiday season. Mental health problems, heart attacks, strokes, physical altercations, these problems can be very frustrating, and we need to try and not lose our humanity. And while we have lots of joy and happiness in our lives, we too, as the provider, might be under more stress. This could be long hours on call, financial pressures, and even emotional strains. So I'm just going to say, everybody out there, don't forget to get enough sleep, eat well, and try to get some exercise. Aaliyah, do you have anything to say about that?
I think you're definitely right about eating well and getting some exercise. It makes a huge difference.
Well, I'm glad you're going to try to stay fit and ready to go, because we need to stay physically fit and sort of psychologically fit to be able to be there for our patients and provide emergency care. With you looking back, though, let's talk about some happy things. What's been the best part of 2013 for you?
For me, I think my favorite moments this year have been getting phone calls from friends and colleagues in fourth year and third year, and hearing the excitement in their voice when they finally found where they fit in medicine and they find their calling. And I've had the pleasure of getting a few of these phone calls where someone is calling and saying, I found it. I know what I want to do with the rest of my life. I know I belong. And I think this is such a great reminder of this really cool part of medical school and medical training, when we do find that and we get to define what we're going to be doing for at least the next 10, 15, or 20 years. For me, I found where I belong in medicine, and that's in the emergency department. And I've begun to really delve into what I want my career in emergency medicine to look like, and talking to physicians and talking to residents and hearing what their ideas and stories are. There's a lot of hope and there's a lot of excitement coming up for me, I think, and for the rest of my class.
You know, I really thought hard about how I was going to do this year-end show, because a lot of podcasts, TV, magazines, they do these year-end programs. And with the transition from 1 year, you know, ending to the birth or the start of a new year, it's so great to have someone who's at that transition phase to talk about the joy, the hope, the excitement, the promise. And I'm so glad you agreed to come back on the show and talk about it. In emergency medicine, it can be very, very stressful. And, you know, the grind can get to you. But we need to remember to be good to each other, not just this time of year over the holidays, but all year round. We need to appreciate the great team we get to work with and thank them every day. Thank those students like you or the residents who've been away from home for maybe the first time in their life over the holidays. And let them know how they're valued and they empathize with, you know what? Medical school training and residency is tough, and we shouldn't forget that. And we should watch and listen for signs of fatigue, not only in ourselves, our coworkers, the students we might be teaching, but also those we care for. And you know what, Aaliyah? I've found that all it takes is just a kind word or even just a smile, and it can go a long way. So I hear you when you talk about traveling over the holidays and some of the stress.
Absolutely. And you know, for a lot of people, the holidays are about rituals. You know, dinner with family, watching Home Alone is one of my rituals, baking cookies. And I think that being away from home, that makes that really difficult. And I have to absolutely give a special shout out to some of the residents and the students and the friends that I've made at Edmonton, London, Toronto, and Hamilton, where I've been doing electives, because they have just epitomized what it means to be a really great friend and a really great person to have in your life when you're moving around so much. And as lonely as it can be, I'm so grateful for all of the Christmas dinners and the late night shawarma and even very, very late night cups of tea with some thoughtful discussion. And I really am endowed with a sense of responsibility to pay it forward next year as a resident, hopefully, and get a chance to do this for some medical students.
Well, let's bring this back then to some social media discussion. Mm-hmm. I mean, social media is one of the ways many of us who have to work the holidays can stay in touch with our family and friends. I mean, we can use this technology to network and stay connected to the ones we love and care about. You know, it's easy to send off a quick email or text, or even cooler that we can reach out around the world with Skype, FaceTime, or Google Hangout. I mean, for me, it's an example of how social media can be used for great good. And speaking of great good, Aaliyah, I promised at the start of this podcast that we were going to bring some extra special holiday cheer to everyone who's been so fabulous in supporting the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. So we, you and I, have put together a special gift. And that special gift is all of season number one into one PDF book. It has all of those episodes you love, including Who Let the Dogs Out, Ho 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 the PPI, and Honey Honey. There are hyperlinks out to all the additional resources, and even Dr. Chris Carpenter wrote a chapter on evidence-based medicine for us. This is our small way of saying thank you for caring enough to want to give your patients the best care based on the best evidence. It also demonstrates my commitment to the free open access to Medication or FOMED movement. And please feel free to share this book with anyone. Aaliyah, do you have anything you want to say about this?
What makes FOMED so great and what makes the social media community so strong is that it's all about knowledge sharing. And it's about having some knowledge and learning something new and sharing it and spreading it freely. So I think that's really great.
I think it's just a great way to embrace the FOMED philosophy and let everybody share the hard work and sweat equity we all put into medical education. I have one small gift to give out for 2013. And of course, that's last week's Keener contest winner. And it was Anna. And Anna didn't provide her last name, but I do have an email address, so I will be able to contact you. So I'll be able to send you your cool skeptical stocking stuffer gift. But Anna knew that the big three categories for anaphylactic triggers were number one, food, number two, medication, and number three, insect bites. We're not going to have a Keener contest for this week, but be ready to win more cool skeptical prizes in 2014. I hope everybody has a safe and happy holidays and all the best in 2014. And Aaliyah, as the young, bright, shining student about to embark in 2014 on another stage in your career, would you do us the honor of giving the Skeptic's Guide tagline?
Absolutely. So remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.
Talk to everyone next year.
One more again.